from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Bobby Cobb, Gavin Williams, picking up where Ben Lively left off. You worried about, are you worried about Ben Lively? But it seems that the rotation is coming. Like, if you were going to start a playoff series right now, what would your rotation be? Like, there was a time Ben Lively was your number two. Now, that was before Alex Cobb got going and Matt Boyd really got going. Who would, like, well, if you were to start...
Bybee, if you had it set up, right, he's going your first game.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to do power ranking music, but it's like, because you really need 3 in a playoff series. So it would be Bybee.
You think...
Why am I drawing a blank?
Well, Gavin Williams.
Would you go Gavin
Boyd,
number two?
Cobb, those are your 4 choices.
You would go Gavin Williams number two, though?
Cobb's got experience.
Yeah.
Not a ton, but...
Yeah, he's the... He's the elder statesman.
Yeah.
Now, what about Logan Allen? I'm kidding. You would go Gavin Williams number two?
I don't know if you would. The only thing that does deter me from him a little bit is just how young he is. He hasn't been there before, and you do have, depending, you know, you got a month of Matthew Boyd and Alex Cobb still to see if they are ready. Neither one of them pitched at the beginning of the year, so they're just now hitting stride. Alex Cobb the other day, Sunday, was perfect through 6, I believe.
Yeah.
And then came out, took the liner off the hand. He put his hand down and was coming at his leg.
Yeah.
Took a comebacker there. We were at the game. I thought it was pretty noticeable around 80 pitches. He looked like, okay, he's starting to wear on him a little bit. So in the next month, does he stretch out? Does Matt Boyd stretch out? But Bybee's the one that you know is over 100 now if you need him to be. Although playoff baseball is not that way. And Gavin Williams is the other thing that definitely could be one of those guys, either 2 or 3
and, in that
rotation.
And also, you know, just the fact that Boyd is your lefty, you know, how does that factor in to your strategy on how you would line him up in a playoff series?
Depending on who you end up playing, because I don't know if I hate the whole, well, the playoff started now, but I'm not sure who you would take on now. If the postseason started now, I think that who would you play, Owen? I mean, who would you go against? I got to see their lineups and how.
I got to have the standings up
here. Yeah, how heavy their lineups are.
So right now, you'd be the 2 seed in the wild card. So you would take on, I believe you'd have a first round bye, and that would give you the Astros and the winner between the Astros. So it's probably the Astros and
the Twins.
Yeah, the Royals.
Oh, the Royals. Okay.
Yeah, we just talked
Twins
about
the Royals. They have the Twins over the Royals.
All right.
You know, we just also talked about Ben Lively, his innings pitched. I mean, he's way over where he's ever been, you know, as a starter. So has he hit a wall? I mean, lately, you look at the last 6 starts. I mean, he's almost never making it into the 7th inning all season, really. But the last 6 starts, you know, he has definitely struggled. You know, more base runners.
Stephen Vogt did talk about it, whether or not if fatigue is an issue for Ben Lively this starting now over the recent weeks.
I mean, for everybody, right? Everybody in the big leagues. It's hard to play a 6-month season, but Ben's thrown the ball well at times over the last couple, and obviously we monitor those things. And, you know, Ben's been great for us all year. I have full confidence he's going to come out next time ready to go.
Here's Ben Lively himself talking about his struggles here over the last couple of weeks.
Very frustrating. For me, I just want to, you know, you got to do better. And at that point in my career where I'm like, no excuse, you just got to be better. Gets to a point in you and you're just like, I'm going to push myself better and you got to get better. And there's only one way to fix it is getting back out there and doing it.
I mean, his August was by far his worst month, and then he follows it up with, you know, that effort from yesterday. So it's not, it, you know what, I'm not trying to be too hard on him, because what a surprise. I mean, he's 32 years old. He's never been a consistent starter in Major League Baseball, and he was excellent. He was nails for this team for a long time when we were dealing with the injuries.
Well, if you want to compare him to something that maybe people can relate to from the 8 years ago runs, right, Josh Tomlin would have great starts in the season, nothing that was super consistent, but then would be kind of that long reliever in the playoff scenarios when he was available.
He'd mess with your emotions a little bit.
Yeah, and they ended up kind of just making him a long guy, which once you hit the playoffs, you've cut down, but Lively could be one of those guys that ends up coming out. If you have a not great start by your starter, you pull him, you go to Lively.
Browns Cowboys coming up on Sunday. It's America's game of the week. Tom Brady will be on the call. However, there was a question last week. Now, Lima, I think you might have heard about this. We might have talked about this a little bit already. I'm not sure. I don't really remember. Recall.
Not with Anthony.
Yeah. Okay. Do you understand the problems that Tom...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Yeah. Brady might be going through this week.
I didn't know this, but then apparently he wasn't going to be able to talk all that much about officiating or meet up with the teams on their normal, you know, week prep.
The Friday stuff.
Now, yeah. I believe that was if he was approved as an owner. I don't believe he's been approved as an owner as of yet.
Correct.
We have Adam Schefter, ESPN, on this to talk about Tom Brady and whether or not he's going to be good to go to watch the Browns and Cowboys before he calls the game between the Browns and Cowboys.
I think, though, that Tom Brady probably would think that, hey, he doesn't need to go to practice to understand how a player is playing, and he doesn't need to sit through meetings to understand how a player is playing, that he can do this on his own without that. So, and if there are some owners that want to impose rules like that that prevent him from going to a practice, then he probably won't go to practice. Again, there are some people that will be very careful about that. There are a lot of paranoid people in the league, but I think Tom Brady's going to go out, and he's going to go out and try to do the best job he can, and I'm fired up to watch him on Sunday in Cleveland against the Cowboys. He's going to do a great job because he loves the game. He cares about it. He knows exactly what drives these guys, and he's going to bring a unique perspective. There aren't many people who have operated at his level of success who have gone on to have successful broadcasting careers. True. And in my mind, that's probably just yet another obstacle, another mountain that he's looking to challenge, and I think he's going to do a great job.
The first half of that comment from Adam Schefter, I completely disagree with. I completely disagree with. Now, I don't know Tom Brady personally, clearly, but anything we've heard about the man is that he's a madman for film, a madman for information. Save your Spygate jokes, please. He's a madman for this type of thing. If he is denied access, I do think there's something in the back of his head that's going to bother him about being denied that access, because it's week one. So you can go, anybody, I believe, can go get NFL Plus and watch all 22 on NFL Plus. And he's an NFL player, so they got like a different system. They have their secret NFL system that the general public ain't allowed to see. So he's still got that. And I'm sure he's still got, maybe he doesn't have that access anymore since he might be an owner soon. But he still could get NFL Plus and watch the All 22 and break it down better than anybody. But he only has access to last year's or to preseason this year. This is week one. And a lot of these teams are doing vanilla things to not show anything. And you have a Browns offense here. I mean, am I not mistaken? Ken Dorsey's brought here to make this offense look different. Like, I think there's going to be some different looks on Sunday afternoon compared to what we've already seen in the preseason. So is he going back and watching Buffalo's offense with Josh Allen to see if he could pick up anything with Ken Dorsey? Not calling plays, obviously, but being involved in this offense. And for Mike Zimmer's defense, what is he doing to watch Mike Zimmer's defense here? Well, yeah, I don't agree at all with Adam Schefter, that first part of that clip.
Yeah, that's interesting, because what is he going to be able to do? This is fascinating to me as he's getting set to call this game. Sunday, a bunch of people watching, and the Browns have what? A new offense, a new OC. Deshaun Watson has not played in the preseason. So what is he going to be basing what this new offense is supposed to look like off of?
I don't know. I don't know. I would feel a guy like Tom Brady, where the entire country is going to be tuned into him. They are going to be curious about not just the Browns and Cowboys. That goes without saying. They want to see Tom Brady. The man's a major star. He's the greatest to do it. And they're going to want to see whether or not he's good at what he does. And I think that, yeah, he could probably go out there and just give his opinions of how things are going and tell you the why they had done things. But I would have to imagine a man who takes that much pride in whatever he's done, I bet he's probably pretty worked up about the lack of access he may get as a potential owner in the NFL. Because there are stringent rules about this, where some people have bandied about maybe that the NFL would ask for a little bit more on their share than it would be, maybe like $1 million per team. I think I heard somebody say that. I might have heard that from a fan. I don't remember where I had heard it. But they might ask for a little bit more money per team from Fox for putting him in there. But I think that right now, he would be, this is week one. If I were him, I wouldn't be freaking out. He conducts himself with confidence. He'd be okay. But I know in the back of his head, he doesn't think he could do the best job he could possibly be doing. Being able to see, talk to, pick up any sort of nuance from a coach, from a player, watching practice, seeing the Browns go through a walkthrough, things like that. I think that that's part of the job of being able to do it. I think that's part of the art of being able to do that. And what a real color commentator brings to the broadcast. Not guys who eat their breakfast during broadcasts like the goofball did it with you that one day. That was just embarrassing and unprofessional. I'm not going to name names, but I should.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.